Today's share in the Deer Show Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Dalid Omud Aleph, and we are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday's Simin Shin Chaf, which deals with the halachos of schita, squeezing out. We were talking about fruits yesterday, the juices from fruits. And in yesterday's shiur, we began Sif Aleph, and we'll continue to pick up from the Ramah in the middle of Sif Aleph at the very top of Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Just to remind ourselves, yesterday we talked about the differences between grapes and olives, squeezing them out, which is an Issa Daraisa. We pointed out that there were differences between that and berries and pomegranates, and differences between that and other types of fruit, according to the opinion of the Mechaber that we discussed yesterday. And now we begin with the Ramah Hagah. In a place where it was customary to go and squeeze out fruits, other than the grapes and the olives, Eze peros lishtos memov, to drink their juices, machmas tzoma, either because you're thirsty, o tainug, or because it's pleasurable, and dino kitusim verimonim. At the end of yesterday's shiur, we said that shar peros, all other fruits besides the grapes and olives for certain, and even the tutim and the rimon and the berries and the pomegranates, you're allowed to lechatchila, the Mechaber said, go and squeeze them out. We had a little discussion exactly what that meant in the Mishnah Berurah, but here the Ramah says, in places where it was customary to squeeze out other fruits for their juices, either for thirst or because it's pleasurable to drink them, dino kitusim v'rimonim. They do have the halachic status, like the middle level, berries and pomegranates, and therefore it is not allowed. It would be forbidden lechatchila to go and squeeze them out. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Ches explains, mashma, we're talking here, deba'osa makom, osur, that place it's forbidden, or bishar makom mashari, but in other places, since this wasn't commonly done in those other places, it would still be permissible lechatchila. However, he brings in the Magen Avraham, ach in derech laholich hamashke shalaperos mimokom lokom. But even in place A, where it's customary to do this, you're going to bring the juices that you squeezed out from these other types of fruits in place A, and then go and bring it to place B, where even though in place B they don't squeeze those fruits themselves, but they would bring the juices from place A to place B, then also b'chol olam, then you're not allowed to do this at all. Any place it would be forbidden. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us this is the opinion of Chozehu l'das Ramah. However, Aval HaMogen Avraham, Herich Binyan Zeh, the Mogen Avraham has a much more detailed discussion about this, and he concludes, Mas Kanoso, Dim no da lonu, if it's known to us, Shebeizemokum nagu lusachto lemashke, that even if in your place they don't go and squeeze this out, but in other places they do squeeze out this type of a fruit for its juice. Afilu HaMogen Bazehu Rak Mikzas Bnei Adam. And this may be only true for a small minority of people. And the reason why is Machma Sheish Lamperes Harbe, Veloir Shlema. And it's only a small group of people in that other city who have a bounty, a multitude of those fruits, and therefore they can afford to go and squeeze them out for their juices, whereas everybody else, even in that place, doesn't have it. Then the Magen Avraham concludes, Osur Machma Zeh, it is still forbidden, Lischot Bechol Makom, for anybody to go and squeeze those fruits out. The Ken Kosu Kam Achronim. And Magen Avraham writes, this is the opinion of many of the Achronim. So this is a more Machmir position over here to say that even if in some place they do this, then it's forbidden every place. And even if it's in that some place, only a minority of the people do it. We don't say, But la daitam eshel kol odom, like we said yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Mechaber's opinion. Furthermore, Ot Kos of the Magen Avraham. The Dafka Beinyan Shimhaya Lechola Olam Peres Harbe Ka'elu Hayusokim Asam. Now, this is true, the Magen Avraham adds, only if the bounty of fruits that these places had was prevalent everybody, every place else, they would also do the same thing. Avol Belav Hachi, but if that weren't the case, then we do see Aminon the Batlo Daitam. Then we would say in that situation that minority is Batlo to the majority that doesn't do it. If the only reason the minority does it and everybody else doesn't is because the minority is the only one that has a lot of those fruits, and if everybody had a lot of those fruits, they would also do it, then we do not say, but the diet to Mishal's kolodim, and in fact, it would be forbidden to go and squeeze those fruits out anywhere. But even if there were a multitude of those fruits, people would not normally squeeze them out, and only a small minority do, so then the din would be, even according to the Magen Avraham, that you're allowed to squeeze those fruits out elsewhere. And he says, Ein in the Bir Halacha, Masha Kozum Bazeh. The Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Bir Halacha where I go into more detail about this. And he brings down the opinion of the Magen Avraham, says it's based upon a Tosos, but he says, it's not clear that everybody agrees with this Magen Avraham. He brings down, if you look in the Chidushi HaRashba and the Ritva and others, they don't seem to necessarily hold like this Tosos that the Magen Avraham is based upon, or at least the understanding that the Magen Avraham has in this Tosos. And therefore, there are those that suggest that if some people are doing this any place in the world, Yesh lesor b'chol makom, then one should mach be machmer and not do this any place. And certainly in that place itself, where some people do this, you certainly shouldn't be mekel and go and squeeze those fruits out. And he says, v'chein mashma mistima saramah, v'chein nira lanias daiti. And this seems to be the opinion of the Ramah, and that appears to be the opinion the Chafetz Chaim says we should follow the halacha. Albeit, however, in Dishra Foot number 13, he brings down the Chazon Ish, says one can rely upon the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Dishu footnotes number 11 and 12 explore this also in more detail, Ayin Sham. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Vahani agosim, pears, shekorin, barons, belosh and Ashkenaz, in Yiddish and Ashkenaz, this term is known as barons, we call them pears. Also the sachtim, one would be forbidden to go and squeeze pears for the pear juice. Mimesha bedinos Ashkenaz, because it was very common in the Ashkenazic Germanic communities in Europe, nagulu sachtim lamashka, they would squeeze the pears out for their juices to make pear juice. The efshor shimhoya l'kola olam harbe, and in fact, if the entire world had that bounty, that plentitude of pears, hayugamkin sachtim, they would also go and squeeze pears for the pear juice. But fruits that nobody squeezes any place for their juices, then one l'chatrila would be allowed to go squeeze such fruits out on Shabbos for their juices, as we've already explained. Then he brings down a more machmir opinion. The Bach, however, holds she'asu l'schot shum pri. The Bach says, bottom line is, you're not allowed to squeeze out any fruit, even if in most places they don't do this. Ella im kavanaso rak l'matik pri, with the one exception being, if your sole purpose of squeezing out the juices is to make the fruit that's remaining behind more sweet, that would be allowed. Avu l'mema, but if you're doing it for the juice itself, then it would be aser. The kosef shekena minuk, and the Bach writes, that is the minuk. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, look further in the Bir Halacha, Shebiyanu de Medina ain lahachmer bezet, that one doesn't have to be machmer like this opinion that the Brach brings down. Imlo b'malkum shenagul lahachmer, unless you're in a city that follows the opinion of the Bach over here, and then ain lahachmer, then one shouldn't go against this machmer opinion of the Bach. And he says, v'chein das ha-Magen Avraham v'kam achronim, and this is the opinion, in fact, of the Magen Avraham and other achronim. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, and even in places where the minog was to be machmer and not to go and squeeze out other fruits, as we pointed out, that's only if your purpose is doing it for the liquid. If you're going and squeezing them out in a plate, and then you're using the juices at the bottom of that plate, to go and dip foods into to give it a little bit of a taste, shari, that is allowed. Because the low mikri mashke b'zeh, that's not called squeezing it out to get a juice. Ubezeisim v'avonim, nevertheless, however, by grapes and by olives, also apovin zeh, one shouldn't do it even in this fashion. And the reasoning for this is brought down in Dirshu Foot number 7, based upon the Prima Godim. Sha'av sheba'ofin zeh ein hayayin o Hashem en achshav v'kimashke, even though the olive oil or the grape juice at the bottom of this container, which you're really using for dipping, is not really considered a liquid. Nevertheless, Chazal asu this over here because of Maris Ayin, because since most of the time olives and grapes are squeezed for their juices, so here too it will appear that you're squeezing it for the juices, even though you're not really doing so. Somebody seeing you, however, will assume that that's what you're doing. And furthermore, he brings down, Shirak b'zeisim v'anovim gozu shelo lischot b'ofen zeh. It is only for the olives and the grapes that it is forbidden to do it in this way. However, for berries and pomegranates, the rabbis did not make such a gzeira. On the other hand, but if you're doing it over here to have the juice at the bottom of this container and then you're going to pour it into some sort of a dish, so then Sharet Zion in Sif Katan Chavagimu brings down in the name of the Prima Godim that even Tutim and Rimonim would be also Lassus Kemishu Marasayin, because that is also a concern of Marasayin. And the Prima Godim explains, Sha'av Sha'isu Lisho Tutsim Rimonim Enu Elamidarabanon. Even though this is only an Issa Derabanan, as we pointed out, and normally we don't make a Gzer over here, Lohio Ligzor Mishumarasa Ayin, for an Issa Derabanan, nevertheless, this is considered one Gzer over here. Don't squeeze it out, and don't squeeze it out into the bottom of the plate to pour into a dish. It's really one Gzer, and therefore it's not a Gzer, so to say, type of situation. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat and Tes, that we said in this situation, in a place where they did squeeze out other fruits, we give them the halachic status of Tutim and Rimonim. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Tes, V'tapuchim ayom, what about apples nowadays? Again, many people squeeze apples for apple juice. Gam kein dino kitusim v'rimonim. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, this has the halachic status over here of berries and pomegranates. In other words, it would be also to do this l'chatchila. Because he says, the yesh mekomo shenagu l'schot mehen habi, because obviously many places they go and squeeze apples a lot to make apple juice, apple cider. So he says, that is true. However, However, ach im atapuach mevushal. But if you're talking about a baked apple over here, the sochet sheyetz mimenu, and then you take dealing with the juices that come out of that, that would actually be permissible. Shorei da sochet kol ha'och mimenu, because you're really not squeezing out the juices, then you're really squeezing out the actual apple itself, and therefore that would be permissible. Now we continue in the Ramah. The Ramah says, Avolim no'agu l'sochto l'refua l'vad. But with all of these other fruits, if the purpose of doing it over here is for medicinal purposes, not really for thirst purposes or for pleasure purposes, then he brings down from the Beis Yosef, ein lochosh. We don't have to be concerned, and it would be permitted. The Ramah continues, and he writes, V'chol zed davka l'schot osur. This is what we said is osur, is when you're actually squeezing it out. However, avol mutur limtzos befiv, but you're allowed to put these fruits in your mouth and suck out the juices from them, min ha'anovim, hamashke sheben. And this would even be allowed for grapes over here, according to the first opinion in the Ramah. The kol shekein b'shar dvarim, and certainly if you can do it with grapes, you can do it with all the other fruits to put them in your mouth and suck out the juices in that fashion. That's not called schita. That's essentially a normal way of eating. And this is brought down by the Beis Yosef in the name of the Shiboli Leket. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud, Mitam de'ein dera schita b'fit, because we don't call it squeezing out when it's in your mouth. The kol davar shein darko b'kach lo gozubo, and if it's not the normal way that it's done, the rabbis did not make a gzeir over here. V'yaf agav de'osu linok mi'behema afil b'fit. Now, how come you're not allowed to go and suckle from an animal directly from the dot of the animal? As we're going to learn over there, as Dirshu footnote number 8 tells us over there, it says, a sick person is allowed to go and suckle directly from an animal on Shabbos, because the rabbis didn't institute over here a gzeira, because it's only an issa derabbanan to do this, b'mokum tsar. And therefore, it's mashma, if there's no tsar, also lasus kain. So that's what it says over there in Shulchan Aruch. So how come, in regards to that, the rabbis did not permit you to do it, but over here they did permit you to do it? What's the difference between suckling directly from an animal and sucking the juices directly from the grape? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, hosom, over there by the animal, yinika ben amehema, eno shinoi gomer. That's not considered a normal shinoi. That's not really considered klachayad, because the derech kol bal chayalino, because that's the way animals themselves go and suckle their children. However, aval hocha, but by sucking a grape, then derech spittel klabil, for that nobody goes and squeezes grapes in that manner, therefore lo gozu, the rabbis didn't find it necessary to make such a gzera. The issue foot number 9 adds, however, mikol makom, kiven she'ein ze'ela piru klachayad, since this is done still klachayad with the animal, so the Gemara in Ksubas explains, she'itiru l'chola, she'ein bo sakona linok ben abehema, even a chola she'ein bo sakona is allowed to suckle directly from the animal, as we just brought down, because of tsar. And Rashi explains, even though animals themselves suckle their children in this fashion, it's not normal for a human being to suckle in this way, that's called klachayad for a human being. And therefore it's only in issa derabbanan, and therefore the rabbis were not gozer b'makom tsar. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Aleph tells us, v'koshekei b'shar dvarim, if you're allowed to do this with a grape, you're certainly allowed to do this with other fruits. For example, kigon shenosan boso b'morok, if you have meat in gravy, or you have pas b'yayin, or you have a piece of bread and wine, or motzis some, you want to suck the gravy, so to say, out of the meat, or the wine out of the bread, so that's permissible. The belav hochi ein b'schitosa mishum chiv chatzis, because there is no potential for an issur d'oraisa over here. The heim kamo kivoshim u'shlokos l'kamim b'siv zayim, because this is like the stewed and cooked fruits that we'll be talking about in Siv Zayin, which are permissible. Likewise, you'd be allowed to go and suck over here directly from the berries or from the pomegranates, their juices, or you could take a sugar cane in your mouth, knei sukar, and suck that as well. That would all be permissible based upon what we just learned. The issue footnote number 10 goes and discusses the bracha on the sucking of the sugar cane, and it says it would be a shahako. The Ramah then brings down a more machmer opinion. The lenient opinion we just said, you're allowed to suck on all of these fruits, even grapes. The more machmer position is, however, brings down from the Gos Maimonios, V'yesh Ostrin, Limtzos, Pipet, with your mouth. There are those that forbid you to go suck me anovim, uchayosibem, or things like anovim, lichatchila. And the Mishnah Berurah explains this, Sifkot Yud Beis, Hainu, afilu shar dvarim hamuvarim lamala, even other things that we mentioned above would be forbidden, not only the grapes. The reasoning behind this more machmer opinion, v'tam de'azu, the sphere of law, the lo guria dover zemionic merehema, because this opinion does compare it to suckling from a behema, which is not allowed. The gam sham hu shinui, because here it's also a bit of a shinui, just like it's there by the behema. V'afu b'kein asu chachamim, for a healthy person, you're not allowed to do that. So to over here, for a healthy person, you wouldn't be allowed to go suck directly from the grapes or these other fruits. Then he brings down the ayin be'al yirabah, shekosav, the yirabah explains, the b'zeisim v'anovim sheschitosim yudaraisa. He makes a distinction over here. For olives and grapes, for which, if you squeeze them, it's an issa deraisa, so then, hanochu lahachmir limtzotz, then you should be careful not to suck from them directly from your mouth, the grapes and the olives, afilu bepiv, even with your mouth, kisar rachmona, more like the second opinion of that goes to my money, or it's more machmir. As opposed to bishari dvarim, the other fruits, ain lahachmir, one can rely upon the more lenient first opinion that was brought down in the name of the Shiboli Leket. And even according to the Machmer opinion, it's only if you don't put the grape and the olive in your mouth, but you put it near your mouth and you suck it from the grape or the olive. You're not actually chewing it in your mouth and sucking it, but you're just sucking it without it being swallowed in your mouth. But if you actually put it inside your entire mouth, and you suck out the juices, and then you throw away the skins and anything else that's not drunk, so to say, then that's called eating. And the Prima Gadim says the same thing, and therefore that would be permissible, even to the Machmer opinion over here of the Agos Maimonios, that the Ramah brought down as the Vyesh Osra. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Zeisim v'anovim, if you have over here olives and grapes, shenisrasku me'erev Shabbos, they were crushed in the press before Shabbos started. So then, mashkin hayotzi mehen, the liquids that come out of them on Shabbos are mutarim. As we pointed out, you didn't do this right on Erev Shabbos, you did this well enough before Shabbos, so they're really destroyed, so therefore any juices that further come out on Shabbos are permissible. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkon Yud Gimel, the Kivon Shenisrasku, since they've already been crushed before Shabbos, Yozu V'mashkim Elav, the juices are coming out by themselves, and there's no concern over here, since you crushed it well enough before Shabbos, that you're going to come and do this Gzera, that you may come to do this on Shabbos, so we don't let you use the juices that come out, even if you did it before Shabbos. V'shuv Ein B'zeh Chiv Chatas, there's no possible way to do an Issa D'Arais over here, Afilu M'yischot B'yadayim, even if you would now take these crushed grapes and go crush them further with your hands, it would only be an Issa D'Rabbanan. And therefore, the rabbis did not make any gzera over here, because even if you were to do this, there wouldn't be an Issa D'Oraisa, so therefore the rabbis did not make a gzera. The issue foot number 14 brings down, even though the rabbis said, if you're going and collecting tusim and rimonim before Shabbos for the purposes of their juices, so that the juices come out on Shabbos, we don't allow you to eat them. And even there, would only be not an Issa D'Oraisa, it would only be an Issa D'Rabbanan. Nevertheless, the difference is over here, we're dealing with if the fruit's never been pressed at all, like the tusim rimonim, so then the rabbis still made a gezerah. But if the fruits were already pressed, even though both of them were issa d'rabbanan, so then the rabbis did not make a gezerah when the fruits were already pressed. The Mechaber continues and writes, V'afilu v'nisrasku me'erev Shabbos, and even if the fruits were not crushed on Erev Shabbos, so now you have these entire fruits on Shabbos, if they were placed, im yesh yayin bagigis shahanavim b'socha, so you have a vat of wine, and the grapes are inside of it. Even though the grapes will open up because they're sitting and soaking in the wine and they'll break open on Shabbos spontaneously, and the wine in the barrel will now be enhanced or increased with the juice that came out of the grapes. So, they're going to increase the wine in the barrel. You could still drink this wine on Shabbos. Because any of the wine that came out from these grapes, it's considered absorbed and therefore nullified within the wine that's already pre-existing, and therefore there is no issa to drink this even on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Yudalit. One could argue, this is a davar sheyesh l'matir, right after Shabbos, so definitely permissible, so why are we allowing you to be mavatalit on Shabbos? V'kayim along the davar sheyesh l'matir, afilu be'elef l'batil, something that will be permissible anyway after Shabbos, we don't allow us to nullify it on Shabbos in a halachically permissible way, because why eat it with a little bit of a tinge of question about it, the taruvis over here, when you could eat it behet to gomer after Shabbos? So that we only say davar sheyesh l'matirim is afilu be'elef l'batil hanimila be'isser shayon nikar tchila ba'ayin. It had to have been a recognizable isser that got mixed in v'yachak kach nisariv with the heter. And that situation we say, even though there's isser now that's technically mutter because of bittel, we don't allow you to do that if it's a davar sheyesh l'matirim. As opposed to over here, mashkein mezeh, the grape juice, kol ma'at u'ma'at shiyotzi nis'arev tekev nis'batel b'shishim b'yayin ha'heter. Every little bit of grape juice that came out of here never was visible by itself. It got instantaneously mixed in, so it never was aser. Shohaya bo mikvar, it never existed itself as a separate iser. Ve'in chal lov shem iser, and therefore it is now permissible. Ulfizeh, based upon this, im ho'an avim munochem b'fnei atzman, therefore if you were to have the grapes above the wine, v'yayin zov mihen, and the grape juice came out of them and dripped down b'madjom on an angle, and only dripped into the wine that was at the bottom, then it would be aser kol ha'yayin l'stapik v'menu mishum dover sheish l'matirim. Then it would in fact be aser. Shari mikodim shinasari, because here before the grape juice that came out on Shabbos mixed with the wine, it was a separate entity. Hayo ba'ayin v'nikar, and this brought down by the Sefer HaTruma, and therefore it would be forbidden. He further brings down Kosva Achronim, the Mutu Losei Sanovim, Bishabbos, Besocha, Yain, Shispach, Biosiyayim, Yainam. You'd be allowed to do this Lechachila, put the grapes into the wine, just like you're allowed to put Shelig into water. Besif Tes, as the issue footnote number 15 explains, it's not a problem to do this because you're not directly destroying it with your hands. Likewise, you can put raisins into water, Vachayotz Behem, Bemayim, Lasso Shistia. One is allowed to do this on Shabbos because it never is a definite issue by itself. With that, we conclude today's share.